Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and we're going to talk about leaving the old you behind and how it's okay to do that. Like, I feel like you can't bring old in situations to new environments, and a lot of the habits that we've had over time that we felt are okay, like this is who we are type situation, why should I change who I am, we kind of limit ourselves in a lot of ways because we're the same person from 10 years ago. And that doesn't mean that there isn't a level of genuineness in being that person, but there's definitely a lack of growth that comes from that. And that is something that I noticed not too long ago, because every time I'm on the phone with my best friend, I'm like, bro, just think about like where I was when I first met you versus where I am now. Like, I am not the same person, and I'm very proud of that, because I made the conscious decision to improve and to change and to grow into the person that I felt like I needed to be in order to accomplish my goals. And originally, I didn't believe that I could do that. I used to think that I don't know. I just thought that the way I was the way I was meant to be, and that what I was doing was enough, which it was in that moment. But that doesn't mean that that's all that you can bring to the table. And realizing that your old self is just a person that learned a lesson and chose to grow from it. It's not meant to be the person that you're gonna be 20 years from now. You're gonna be a better version of that person, and it's okay to leave certain things and certain people behind in order to reach those goals. And a lot of the times you have to leave behind a lot of the old ways of thinking behind as well, of doubting yourself and your abilities to accomplish your goals, and doubting the gifts that you have. Any form of doubt really is hindering you, and also choosing a lot of negative viewpoints with things is very limiting as well. Because I used to be a very, very pessimistic person. I used to feel like seeing the dark side or the negative side of stuff is me being true to a situation or an environment. And it's not to say that it was or wasn't, but I was choosing to put myself in a negative mindset, which means that I was opening myself to only accepting the negative in life. And once I made that shift to choosing to see things more positively, and then not even just more positively, but choosing to see things for what they are and for what they could be, and opening doors for new possibilities as well. I used to also feel like paying attention to the positive was ignoring reality altogether, and optimism is just like, you like, what the freak. But once you choose the way that you want to be seen or the way that you see things, you're kind of giving the world an introduction of who you are and how to treat you. How you treat yourself is how other people would treat you. So if you're talking down on yourself, if you're manipulating yourself, if you're gaslighting yourself, neglecting your emotions, not giving yourself the necessary things that you need to be comfortable or to grow or to just be happy excuse me, altogether, then that means that you are potentially treating yourself the way that other people that have hurt you are treating, or have treated you, or are treating you. A lot of our external things or environments affect how we are internally and who we are internally. Especially if we aren't rooted in ourselves and know who we are as a person. And that takes time, and it's a constant journey to build that relationship with yourself. But once you get to a certain point of loving yourself, you don't accept anything less than what you deserve, and you stop telling yourself that you deserve less because you know what it's like to give yourself more. So now that you know what it's like to get more from an internal source, everything around you has no choice but to follow suit with that. And if it doesn't, then that's when you make the necessary decisions to remove yourself and to understand that you're not being a bad person for being selfish, but it's necessary. And that's something that I had to learn. I used to feel like me choosing myself was me neglecting others. And that's the complete opposite, because you can't pour from an empty cup. You have to make sure that you are good first. And that goes back to what I was saying earlier about those old habits and your old self. The old you might have responded negatively if somebody cut you off in traffic and you want to go to their house and beat them up after you finish driving. But the new you is choosing to allow the situation to be what it is and to let the rest of your day go on positively and happy without letting that one situation dictate the whole rest of your day and the way that you're feeling for the rest of the day. One situation needs to stay in that one moment in time. It does not need to follow you for the rest of your day. It does not need to follow you into your new relationships. It does not need to follow you into the new business deals. None of that. The lesson that you've learned from them does need to follow you. However, bringing that situation with you is a whole different ball game. And what I mean by that is expecting for something to automatically go bad just because it has gone bad in the past. No. No. I personally like to, like I said, take the lessons that I've learned from other situations and bring them with me to provide a level of discernment and caution, but also allowing each experience to be a new experience. I might have had a bad experience in a previous relationship. That doesn't mean that that's always going to be the case. And if I'm expecting that to be the case, chances are that's what it's going to be, because I'm telling myself that that's all that I deserve. And that by telling myself that's all that I deserve, that's all I'm going to get. Me getting something different than what I deserve or what I feel like I deserve is kind of contradicting itself in a way. But there's also chances of that happening. It's not to say that it doesn't, but for the most part, this should be an opportunity for you to grow. Every conversation you have with someone, there's a lesson that could be learned from it. Every environment that you're in provides a level of space for you to either develop or for you to be stagnant and for you to somewhat suffocate your potential. So I just wanted to come on here and talk about that, because it's okay to not be that same person, and it's okay to remind yourself of who you are and sometimes that means that you have to take certain paths in life or journeys in life by yourself, and that's okay because you're limiting all outside noise, all your distractions, whatever the case may be, so that you can figure out what best works for you. And once you find what best works for you, you're able to develop into the best version of yourself and to give yourself something to be proud of and something to look forward to. And even if other people don't bring what you need them to bring to the table, it's not going to affect you in a negative way, because you're always going to be able to fall back on yourself regardless of the outcome. So yeah, have a great day. Bye.